Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room. Happy New Year's Eve. Woo! Happy New Year, depending on when you're listening to this. So I have been wanting to hop back in with you guys and do something extraordinarily special for our discussion for the new year. And guys, this is hot. This is hot off the press. And I am going to be coming at you on a weekly basis. Okay, so some of the discussions that we're going to get into are going to be just like hard-hitting, hot, right? Hot off the press. And then other of them will be more of the meditative discussions. And you'll see in those the producing and the music quality and all of that will be there. And then you're going to get some like this where they're hot off the press. So what are we talking about today? Did you get the lesson? 2021, right? Did you get the lesson? This is going to inspire you and encourage you and inspire you to see beyond societal standards, societal norms, what they're talking about on the news. That you're going to see beyond that and have a soul appreciation. Come on, somebody. Have a soul appreciation for the things that you have done this year and the things that you didn't do. Come on. Can we celebrate the things that you didn't do this year? The things you decided not to get into? Can we celebrate that for a moment? Guys and ladies, what am I talking about? The ability to see beyond your current and present state and make choices, decisions, and build habits from there is the ability to succeed. Come on, somebody. The ability to see beyond your current and present state. Okay. And again, this is hot off the press. This is hot off the press. So you're getting this totally unedited. The ability to see beyond your current and present state. Okay. And to make choices and decisions and build habits from that place is the ability to succeed. Not to buy a Mercedes, not to earn your first six figures, your first seven figures, not to get in your first major motion picture film, not to get the promotion, not to get the award. No, exactly what I said. The ability to see beyond your current and present state and to make decisions and choices and build habits from that place is the ability to succeed. What am I talking about here? A lot of times we are presented with opportunities. We're presented with people. We're presented with partnerships. And we are dealing with these people and these opportunities and these partnerships based off our current state, our current energy. You hear people say a lot, oh, that doesn't align with me. Oh, no, that's not going to work with me. That doesn't fit my needs. That doesn't fit my wants. That doesn't flow with me energetically. Oh no, I know that's not a good fit. That's not in alignment. What if you are out of alignment? And let me tell you guys, I ask myself this question. And being able to ask yourself this question is success. You are sending people away, sending things away. There's this whole toxic people culture now where cut off toxic people and this overanalysis of narcissism. And there's a place, right? If you're dealing with someone or you're working with someone and they're a narcissist, boom, done. Leave them alone. No need to talk about it. Right? And then if that narcissist person is a family member, set proper boundaries. Easier said than done. But the overanalysis of these things, oh, toxic people and all of that, is keeping us away from actually focusing our energy on our ability to move beyond our current state. Because the truth is, everybody in your life is not a toxic person. Every opportunity that comes your way is not a toxic opportunity. Can we go there, somebody? The truth is, that there are non-toxic people all around us. How are we interacting with those circumstances, situations, seasons, people, and opportunities? The ability to see beyond your current and present state. Come on, somebody. The ability to see beyond your current and present state. This is huge. This is huge. Right? So instead of, does that match my energy? Does that match my flow? Is that, am I in alignment with that? Say, okay, if I were to see beyond myself in this very moment and look ahead, understanding the present is all that I have, the now is the most important, and me operating and functioning at my highest level, even in the now, is supreme. And I choose that supreme space. So the Melissa, right? The MC in the future, what will she need? This happens a lot in dating. I'm going to go there. A lot of times people didn't get one thing in a relationship, and then and in their second relationship, they want to get that thing that they didn't get in the first relationship, instead of saying, what is it that I will need for my marriage? Or what is it that I will need for my partner, right? For my spouse. What is it that I'm going to need? Not what am I craving for right now in this moment? What's in alignment with me right now in this moment? If you're out of alignment, that doesn't work. And so I want to applaud you, encourage you, and really celebrate you for making it through 2020. And if you had any struggle, which I know that you did, because we all did, if you had any struggle at all, I truly believe that the majority of the struggle was coming from our inability to see beyond our current and present state and trying then to do so. The inability to see beyond our current and present state and being in a place where now we have to do so. We have to look ahead. We have to look to the future. We have to look beyond the present you, the present me. But who can we become? And that person of becoming, what does that person need? How does that person function? And if that person were to meet the person standing in front of me today, what would she do? Would she dismiss this person and call them toxic? Or would she see beyond the walls that have been placed and see if there's fertile soil there? Come on now. You cannot tell if there's fertile soil if you don't break ground. You cannot tell if there is fertile soil if you don't break ground. What does that mean? It takes time. What does that mean? Patience. 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 That's what it means. It means patience. You guys are getting this hot off the press. This is a hot off the press episode. Each episode is not going to be hot off the press, but this one is hot off the press. This is when I just come to you and I just flow with you with what I'm being given and what I'm seeing and the awakenings that I truly believe are going to inspire and encourage your life. Patience. A lot of times we have wanted to rush things. A lot of times we have wanted to rush things. Now, this isn't for everyone, okay? So take the pieces that you need that are saying, yeah, this is right for me. This isn't for everyone, but a lot of times we're rushing. We're rushing a relationship. We're rushing the business growth. We're rushing the career. We're rushing. And in our rushing, we're missing the moments of success. You don't know how much wins you've had over the past 5 years because you're rushing to the next thing. And in our rushing, sometimes we miss opportunities. Well, in 2020, dealing with COVID-19, God slowed that all the way down. And we were put in a place, in a posture where we had to start looking beyond ourselves. Come on, somebody. We had to start looking beyond ourselves. Yahweh allowed for us to be in a place where we were in a posture of prayer, whether we knew it or not. And we had to pray for guidance. What does that mean? Guidance. Let's go back to how I originally started today's discussion. The ability to see beyond your present or current state and make decisions choices and build habits from that place. When we ask for guidance, we're acknowledging that there is some place that we want to go and we're trying to figure out how to get there. That's a posture of prayer, baby. That's a posture of prayer. And there is a deep awakening in God's people, God's chosen people. There's a deep awakening happening where many of us have to set aside these old ways that we have considered righteous and right and take up a new way that requires patience. This is the area where his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This is the area where you have patience and it feels joyful on the inside. This is the area where you wake up and you are illuminated with pleasure because your spirit of gratitude and your ability to see beyond what is physically in front of you gives you such inner peace. This is what it feels like to begin a journey of walking with the Creator. And I salute you, my sister. I salute you, my brother. If you have had any struggle in 2020, you have tapped into this in some way. And tapping into this, even if a little taste, is astronomical, is supernatural, it is powerful. What we went through in 2020 was huge. Did you get the lesson? Did you get the lesson? And I want to leave you with this illuminating moment. I want to leave you with this one posture of prayer. Dear God, what great things do you have awaiting for me? Dear God, what great things do you have awaiting for me? If you wake up in the morning and bless yourself with that question and allow your soul to feel the joy of it, I truly believe that you are guiding, that you are receiving that guidance that you desperately need and that you deserve. Dear God, what great things do you have awaiting for me today?